7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to spend what is a daily moment or two or three or four aimed at your health and well-being. Fitness is examined every day at this time. Ideas for you and all, the whole idea of health and well-being is on the top of people's minds. And so Jack Stockwell is here, noted Nuka practitioner. I always kind of flub around with that, even though I have it done to myself. Look at my neck right now. How about that? Get camera two on my neck, will you, please?
Gotcha.
Left
camera
hand side.
Two.
You got
camera
two. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, and Dr. Jack Stockwell here to talk about your health. One of the things that is primary in people's minds, whether to eat meat or not to eat meat, and with each passing day, there are more good reasons not to, even though the beef growers, the farmers, who are my friends in many instances, are very angry at me. Remember what they did to Oprah. When Oprah said eating hamburger is bad for you, they sued her, and it cost her $1 million to defend herself. Ultimately, she won in court, but the meat board, and that's actually what's called is the meat board, now with what we're learning about hamburger, what's put into the pink sludge or slime or whatever they call it. And so getting around to just eating meat in general, the study that came out yesterday, Jack, suggesting that if you're a daily eater of any kind of meat, you cut your life expectancy by as much as 20%. Why is that?
Well, you have to remember that probably 95% of the meat that's on the marketplace is commercially grown beef. And as a result, these animals are fed genetically modified foods. They're loaded with antibiotics and hormones that come through in the processing, so it ends up on your plate. And the kind of explosive condition that we have in the major killer diseases today, number one, heart, number two, cancer, number three, stroke, number four, diabetes, weren't even on the map 100 years ago when we ate animals off the farm that were pasture-raised, fed on grass, sunshine, clean water coming through the farm ground. That made all the difference in the world. Today, if you eat commercial beef, commercial meat, you are eating death. If you eat the meat that your great-grandparents ate, you're going to be fine. So anybody who's eating this kind of stuff every day, the commercially made stuff, the protein structures are wrong, the fat structures are wrong. I couldn't agree with that study more, Doug.
And the question was asked earlier about what came first, men eating meat raw or men cooking meat and then eating it. What was the first experience? I mean, we know animals eat raw meat. But did the first human experience, anybody know the answer?
I found an answer for that.
Did you?
By the way.
Yeah.
We ate meat before fire was invented.
Okay.
They look at apes and chimpanzees now, and they eat meat. They mostly eat fruits and vegetables, but if the opportunity to eat meat comes along, they will eat it. But the biggest thing is your canine teeth. We have canine teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to that. I think there's a lot to what Ken's saying there. Mm-hmm. There are still, you know, certain groups upon the planet, those who live up above the northern or the Arctic Circle, mm-hmm. When they slaughter a reindeer, very little of it's cooked. The adrenal glands are eaten raw, which is how these people have high vitamin C content in their bodies without ever eating any vegetables or fruit.
Sounds gross, doesn't it?
But that's where we came from. You know, we only stopped eating organ meats in Western society about 150 to 200 years ago.
Yes.
But they knew back then, if you had heart problems, you eat heart. If you had kidney problems, you ate kidney. And if you would,
But that's basically what standard processed vitamins are. Or supplements.
Well, that's true. That's what standard process is, is essentially very clean, no hormones, and the stuff I talked about there at the beginning, very clean ingredients that go into this to trigger those very organs in your own body to develop healthier tissue. In fact, it's called now, in medical research today, it's referred to as oral tolerization. And they have learned that if you eat a concentrated amount of genetic material from any mammal, it doesn't have to be a cow, a sheep, or a pig, any mammal, if you eat the concentrated genetic material of the heart, of the liver, of the kidney, it will stimulate the growth of those organs in your own body to a more less mutated type of problem we have today that's spawning all of these degenerative diseases. Oral tolerization, you can Google that.
Oral tolerization.
Yes. Right. That's what Dr. Lee discovered back in the 1940s. Got all kinds of trouble from the FDA for that, but that's one of the areas of research today.
We know where the FDA is coming from. The USDA would probably, although this is a study done on the college level, I'm sure that pretty soon the people influencing those at the USDA and the FDA will say, oh, no, that study's not true. Here's another one that shows you the meat will help you live another 20 years.
Well,
that's the way it works.
Well, you know, our great-grandparents did not have the degenerative diseases that we have today. What made the difference? What are we eating today?
But yet they didn't live to be as old as we are.
No, wait a second. Many of them did. They didn't have the degenerative problems, but the number one cause of death back then was accidental death and poisoning that came from...
Or getting shot by some... Yeah.
Well, yeah. Or whatever frontier life would bring to you, but also they didn't have the clean water systems that we have today. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like the natural causes of death were occurring at 45 and today they're occurring at 80, which is what some people want you to believe. That's nonsense. What happened back then was just the struggle of life in where our water and our food wasn't as clean as it is today, and the trade-off we've made is that the water today and the food today is so over-processed that, yeah, we're living a little bit longer, but look at the condition of these people who are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Look how much money is being made in the medical industry, nursing homes, drug industry.
Precisely.
Keeping people around. So that's an interesting, that's a way of looking at it. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. His email or his website is jackstockwell.com. There are a lot of bizarre, say it again, Doug. I was thinking of putting bizarre and, never mind. There are a lot of bizarre ways to lose weight. And tongue patch surgery is one of them. For a few thousand dollars, a doctor surgically attaches a patch to your tongue that interferes with your ability to taste, chew, and swallow.
That's disgusting.
This forces you to stay on a liquid diet, and therefore it works. Now, you can do that, or you can try the fastest-growing new weight loss product on the market today, as is proven by the number of you who have called 800-525-2710 since I started talking about this on Monday. TH121. I started talking about this on Monday. It's the world's finest antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula. It will provide you with dramatic results with no side effects whatsoever. That is, no jitters, no racing heart, no staying awake at night. This is a unique combination of antioxidants and natural metabolism enhancers that create for you a powerful appetite suppressant that turns every cell in your body into fat and sugar-burning factories. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? 800-525-2710. That's not the best part of this. The best part of this product is that you can get a free 30-day supply of TH121 by calling that number right now. 800-525-2710. Results are guaranteed, or when you actually buy a 30-day supply, you get your money back. Try the first 30 days free of TH121. Lose the weight. Be proud of your body as we get ready for spring and summer. TH121. Get the first 30 days free at 800-525-2710.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist. Multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary green tag sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on green tag deals. Like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought acoustics, just $99. 88% off list on select Zildjian drumsticks, just $1.88 a pair. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's green tag sale ends Sunday.
You're healthy. Health and well-being here in the discussion mode. Jack Stockwell is here, a well-known chiropractor and also a specialist in understanding what to put in your body. And as a related issue sort of surfaces, the price of food, which has across the board increased at twice the rate of inflation. Part of this is being, and this is sort of addresses what Jack was talking about corporate beef, because that's really what he's talking about. Corporate beef raised on corporate farms is garbage. New study out by the New England Complex Systems Institute argues that Wall Street speculators are the ones driving up the price of pretty much every commodity like they did back in 2008. The fact that we don't have, I was talking about this earlier, Jack, we're going to have 9 billion people on this planet in the next 50 years. And guaranteed by every study that I've seen, at least a billion of them will be starving. We don't have enough food to feed pretty much the planet now. We have a lot of people that are malnourished. Malnourished. Thank you, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is creating turmoil around the world. Your food choices are important for oh so many reasons, including this. You know, we are allowing ourselves to be booted around. That's why buying local stuff from somebody you know is so important, because you don't have the Wall Street speculators ganging up on you and trying.
Well,
you hit
two home runs this morning with those two comments.
Thank you.
Those
home run. Score! 21 after on Good Day.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Studdard has a new single called June 28th. He was on, he's been on a couple of television shows singing it. Remember him from American Idol, Reuben Studdard?
So when you see me on the street, don't be scared to speak. I'm gonna need another lady. I'm single.
I don't mind this.
No, I think it's kind of cool.
It's old school and I like it.
Everybody's got their point of view. He's working too hard at it. It's at 25 after the hour, a little musical.
Wow, just like that. Bam, snap, gone.
Yeah, I
mean, you stutter. What's funny?
Yeah.
Is that you were the one who wanted to play this song, and Jen and I were like, eh.
Right.
I don't like it.
Nobody cares.
Oh, you see, I wanted to give everybody a shot. I like to hear things. I don't like
and
to
And now we were the ones who were
prepare.
Like, this isn't bad. And you were the one who were like, eh.
Just goes to show you, Richie.
Yeah, you never know.
You can't tell a book by its cover or a host by his voice.
There you go.
800-510-82. Well, I guess you can tell something. You can tell what people that you're listening to on the radio are like. I think you can tell a lot, actually, about them by the tone of their voice, the timbre in their voice.
You think?
I think you can, in fact. Jennifer Horne has a nice voice. Rich McFadden has a good voice. You make your own mind up about mine. The story that's the funniest story, I don't understand it. Maybe you can both lend a little of your own thoughts to the story about what is kind of baffling, Tide laundry detergent being stolen all across the country. Theft of Tide has become so rampant, some cities are setting up special task forces to stop it.
Really?
And CVS, for example, has taken special security precautions to lock down liquid Tide laundry detergent.
Can you make drugs out of it or something?
That's what I'm thinking.
Here in West St. Paul, Minnesota, $25,000 worth of the product has been stolen after in the last couple of months. And one guy was arrested. Hmm. He stole all this. What's the story here? And it's just Tide. It's not laundry detergents, it's Tide.
And specifically, huh?
Yeah, right. Tide is $5 to $10 a bottle on the black market.
That's expensive.
And what does it cost when you go to the store to buy it?
Probably like $8 to $11, I would imagine, depending on the size of the bottle.
Most of the thieves load carts with dozens of bottles, then dash out the door. Let's try this. Let's see if we can get away with this. Crash through the front door. No serial numbers on the bottles. Not possible to track it. So this is an organized retail crime scam. And thieves are just making out everywhere. In Prince George's County, Maryland, Richie.
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars worth of Tide has been stolen in the past couple of months. And some people say it's connected to the drug trade, but they can't figure out how.
Hey, you. You want some Tide?
I got some detergent.
So what do? Do you drink it, smoke it?
With bleach.
Black market bargains.
Yeah?
Could lead shopping. Yeah. Yeah,
it's called, instead of, you get this, it's a grime wave.
Ah, you're clever. I like that.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, Tide laundry detergent. Who would have thunk it? I don't usually use Tide. I think it there's something I'm allergic to in it, and it makes my skin kind of itchy. So I don't use Tide, but a lot of you obviously are, for whatever the purpose. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I about to take on a new report. The FBI, are they hiding something? We go back to September 11th. I don't have to give you the year anymore. Everybody knows when you say September 11th what you're talking about. And so we've invited reporter Dan Christensen, who interviewed former Senator Phil Graham and has come up with some things. Apparently, Graham, and I only know this because I haven't talked to Dan yet. I know it from some other sources. Don't we love this, Richie? We all have our sources.
Sources.
Yeah.
Sources say.
Yeah. Christensen talked to Phil Graham. So why am I worried about sources? Why don't I just talk to Dan? That makes sense, right? Dan, welcome to the Good Day program. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me. By the way, it's former Florida Senator Bob Graham, not Phil Graham.
Oh, okay. But I got all I got was Graham out of it, so here we go. Bob Graham, I don't know whether you, would you say either one of them has more credibility than the other? Bob is a Democrat and Phil's a Republican. Does it make a difference?
Yeah, well, I would say certainly in Florida, Bob Graham has a lot of credibility. He was a two-term governor here without any scandal, and he was a senator then for, I believe it was 17 years, and no scandal there either. So he's very well respected in a bipartisan sense, and he was the co-chair of Congress's joint inquiry into 9/11 back in 2002 and early 2003, which preceded the 9/11 commission.
Right. So shame on me for not remembering that. And I wouldn't have had any doubts about Phil Graham or Bob Graham because I do remember he was the co-chair of that. So why is he now just talking about this?
Well, he has been concerned all along here that the law enforcement in the United States has sort of missed the boat on this. Missed the boat in finding out exactly what happened on 9/11.
Who done it?
Yeah, who done it.
Uh-huh.
Not so much who done it. We know who done it, and they're all dead.
Yeah.
But who might have been behind it, who might have supported it.
Now, how is this, you're going to explain to us, because all the audience is going to ask the same thing, how is this different from any other conspiracy? We had plenty of people who said that Dick Cheney and his pals put dynamite in the bottom of the, in the basement of the two towers.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
You're right.
A lot of other people said that, too. Is this that kind of thing, or is this something that is a little...
No. Okay. This is certainly more substantial than that. I mean, there's never... I realize there's been that talk, but there's never really been any evidence of it at all. But there is evidence here. Let me begin. Graham first became interested in this while he was chairman of this, or co-chairman of this, because of his experiences with the FBI regarding a situation out in San Diego, California, in which a couple of the hijackers had actually lived in the home of an FBI asset, shall we say, and yet apparently no word got back to the FBI itself as to what was going on. And there were, you know, alleged connections between others in the Muslim community out there and both the hijackers and Saudi intelligence. Bottom line is there were a number of questions about all this.
Dan, just to underscore this for a moment, being from New England, I'm very familiar with the case of Whitey Bulger. You may or may not know that name.
Yes.
He's a notorious gangster, killed 19 or 20 people himself and responsible for the deaths of probably 100 other people, the Irish gangs, the Irish mafia. He was on the lam for 24, 25 years, mostly because of the support he got from the FBI. And so to say, somebody says, oh, my God, the FBI wouldn't do that. The FBI has done that sort of thing over and over and over and over again. So if you don't think the FBI is capable of corruption, what Dan is suggesting, what I'm suggesting, and what plenty of other people can prove, is that they are certainly capable of being corrupt and being connected to this sort of thing. All right, so I just wanted to make sure that we didn't have a worry as to what we were thinking about with regard to the FBI and their being pristine. We know that's
right. Well, I think what Senator Graham is concerned about here, and that I, you know, have begun to see. Let me give you a little bit of background on myself. I might have been an investigative reporter down in South Florida for a number of years. I was at the Miami Herald. I don't know if your readers are familiar, but the newspaper industry has been sort of melting down. I got laid off a couple of years ago. I'm one of very many reporters. So the newspapers aren't what they are. I started a website, a not-for-profit news website here in Broward County, which is Fort Lauderdale, basically, called Broward Bulldog. And in the course of my travels over the years, I knew a reporter, author named Anthony Summers, who wrote a book about 9/11 this summer, called The 11th Tower. It's a really good book. And the 11th day, I got the name wrong. Anyway, in the course of reporting that book, Tony first came up with the tip that led us to write the stories about Senator Graham and the situation in Sarasota, Florida. And we first started writing about this back in September, and it was all about a family here, a Saudi family that lived in Sarasota that abruptly moved out of their home in a very nice neighborhood there about 2 weeks before 9/11. That triggered an FBI investigation because they went off and left their cars, they left clothing and furniture in the house, even food on the table. So people started wondering what was going on. The FBI got a call. Initially, they didn't do anything, but there were some additional calls made. And finally, an FBI-led task force went into the house and started checking it out. And we reported on all this back then and the concerns of people and the fact that there had been an FBI investigation. And we also contacted Senator Graham, who told us that he knew nothing about this, but that he should have, and that the FBI should have informed the committee back then that this had occurred. So we continued to work on the story. The FBI denied that there was anything to this at all. They also denied having not turned over this information to Senator Graham's committee.
All right, let's re-identify you. Dan Christensen is a Florida investigative reporter. I interviewed former Senator Bob Graham, who's the co-chair of the committee investigating what happened on September 11th. So just repeat for people who this is important stuff to digest, and I don't want to go too quickly through it. Repeat, if you will, the last 60 seconds or so of what you just said, Dan. Will you please, as you move forward?
All right.
Underscore it.
The bottom line is what my colleague Anthony Summers and I found out was that back in shortly before 2001, there was a Sarasota family, there was a Saudi family, pardon me, living in Sarasota, who abruptly exited their home and left the country a couple of weeks before 9/11. And they left, they moved out, they left three cars, in the, one in the driveway, two in the garage. They left furniture, they left clothing, they left medicine.
They just left, period.
They just cut out. Exactly. The kind of thing that obviously triggers concern.
Well, we had all those reports in the days after September 11th of various Saudi families, children that went to a school that was in the area where the towers were. They were all taken out of school. They were somehow, even there was a rumor that George Bush okayed a plane to take off with a lot of Saudi families in the hours after the planes crashed into the Twin Towers, right? We all remember those stories.
I've heard some of those stories. I don't know whether they're true or not. I know this one is.
Yeah, okay.
The bottom line here is that triggered an FBI investigation that no one had ever heard of before, which is unusual because, you know, the FBI's job is to investigate and then tell the, you know, shall we say, their bosses, the in this case Congress, what they had learned. So they got defensive about this, and the key thing is they would not, other than denying that there was anything to this, they specifically contended that they found no connection here to 9/11 at all.
So the FBI investigates this family and why they left, and they said it's just a matter of chance.
Well, they didn't even say that. They just said that they found nothing. Mm-hmm. And we asked them to explain, you know, why they felt that way. We're journalists. We're prepared to hear, you know, what's happening here. And if there's nothing there, explain it to us, and we'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do that. As a matter of fact, they've denied several Freedom Information Act requests. They've declined to elaborate.
So, what does Graham say about this family and about this investigation?
Well, Graham thinks that this is potentially a very significant new lead because it dovetails with what he saw happen in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, after this came out, he asked the FBI basically to put up or shut up and to produce not necessarily produce the documents that they turned over or they say that they had turned over, but to provide ways that they could track these down because all the records of the committee are in the National Archives. So he asked them for that. They never did produce the documents, but at some point they apparently produced, or not apparently, he says that they produced two classified FBI documents that he has now said raise new questions about the Bureau's, you know, once secret investigation here. And he said that basically, the information, he won't discuss them because they're classified. He still has classified status because for a number of reasons I won't get into. So he saw these as they were turned over to the Senate Intelligence Committee that he used to chair. So he won't discuss what's in them, but he did say that the information that they contain is at odds here with their public statements that there was no connection here between the hijackers and the Saudis who were living in Sarasota.
Right. So what happens to this? They brand you a kook, and they keep hiding.
Just to review, though, so far we have Senator Bob Graham, who knows that two of the hijackers lived with an FBI asset in San Diego, and we have a family that just up and disappeared right before 9/11 in Sarasota. That's
right.
basically what we're working with.
I was going to say, no, it gets more interesting than that.
Okay, what else?
Because we filed, the FBI wouldn't release anything, but we filed a public records request with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, which is basically the FBI in Florida, or of Florida. And we have stronger public records laws here in Florida, and we got some documents released. And one of the documents was quite interesting, because remember, they told us that they found no evidence, no indication that there was any ties here to 9/11. But in one of these documents that we now have in our possession, and we reported on originally a couple of weeks ago, this has become a big deal because MSNBC picked it up yesterday, or Monday and Tuesday in two parts. Anyway, the gist of it is that there was an informant whose name we publish, so all this is out, who told authorities back in 2004 that the man who lived in this house in Sarasota, his name is Abdulaziz Al-Hiji, once introduced him to Adnan Shukrajuma, who, if you're not familiar with him, he's a former South Florida resident and suspected Al-Qaeda leader who today's got a $5 million bounty on his head. The FBI has said they think he may have taken over Al-Qaeda. And in addition to that, the guy said that back in, you know, prior to 9/11, this guy considered Osama bin Laden a hero and showed him websites and tried to recruit him to get him to go to Afghanistan, and apparently also indicated that he was involved with taking flying lessons, not that he necessarily
right,
took them
so
himself.
So where do we go with all of this stuff? Where does
how do we connect the Sarasota thing with the FBI thing in San Diego, and how does this all implicate anything?
Well, we're trying to get more information on it, is the bottom line, on a number of avenues that I don't want to discuss, but I certainly don't think the story's over here.
I don't think we'll ever know the truth, but it's good to get closer to it because we do want to know, I think we need to know how certain people, whether you say the FBI is corrupt or not, that isn't really the allegation. What we're saying is that some people in the FBI are corrupt, and we know that there are people in government at all levels who are corrupt. And in this circumstance, do we need to know more? What does it help us? It doesn't bring back any of these people, but it certainly maybe makes us aware of how our government or certain agencies in the government work. And I think that's part of what the lesson is here. If you want to check out Dan Christensen's work, you can go to BrowardBulldog.org. BrowardBulldog.org. You can read this story and many other things. Interesting investigative work. Dan, thank you for getting us started on a new wave of thinking about stuff that some of us want to repress and suppress, but then it comes back to the surface and we really want to know what the story is. BrowardBulldog.com. Thanks for being here. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way, but I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, Richie.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma drug test of politicians is a bill.
That's great. They want to test people who want to run for politics, want to run for office in Oklahoma for drugs. Isn't that great?
Yeah, you have to be crazy.
51 after on Good Day.
If you don't do drugs, you can't run.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
The guy you always come through. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
The recognizable voice of Billy Crystal there. He and John Goodman were in the movie Monsters, Inc.
Great movie.
Billy Crystal is 64 today. The song is called If I Didn't Have You Here. The two of them are together. Crank it up, Richie.
Nothing to me. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Chucker, I went to see John Goodman and Mr. Cromwell and the other two stars, including the dog, so there's three of the artists. Have you seen the artist yet?
Yeah, I did. What do you think?
I liked it. I thought it was very well done there. It was a likable story. I've never been to see, my daughter and I went to see it. I've never seen a silent movie before.
Yeah, me neither. My opinion was the two leads were extremely appealing. I thought the girl was beautiful. He was very good. I mean, I thought it was an entertaining movie, but I just don't think it's worthy of an Oscar for Best Picture. But I did like it. I mean, I'm not knocking it. It's not a bad movie. It's a good movie. It's a solid film, but it's not a movie I would give.
Well, what of the other choices? The other eight choices would have been better in your mind.
That's probably not. You're right.
That's the thing.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So there you go. All right.
Chuck should do a silent movie report. That would be great radio.
That'll be many days
he does.
Well, actually, for 17 years, when Doug speaks 90% of the time,
right.
I am silent.
Okay. So imagine that. He's been here 17 years doing this on this program. Aye, aye, aye. All right, great, five before great. The hour, we're going to bring you a contest, a movie that stars Michael Caine, who is celebrating his 79th birthday today, and he was in this Journey 2, doing as bad an acting job as everybody else, just phoned it in. And so he didn't, I mean, he was just having fun picking up a check. That's all that was about. And
hey,
so,
Michael Caine's the same guy who did The Swarm and Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, so he's taken some easy paychecks before.
Yeah, right, exactly. They all do it from time to time.
Hey, you got it. What are you going to do?
Right. So here we go with the movie from today. We've got three excerpts, audio excerpts. You listen. If you know what it is, you call us at 800-510-8255. Here's the first of three.
Can't be too careful, Andre, after all. A poacher who shoots at rabbits may scare big game away.
800-510-TALK. Anybody got it so far? It'd be hard
to
get it.
I think I know it, but I did not see the movie, so.
All right, here we go. Next one.
I'll teach you, I'll set you up, and I'll pay you a percentage.
Great!
But with this one understanding. I run this operation, and you do as I say.
Tucker, you got it?
I'm not 100% positive.
All right, let's give you one more shot at it. Go ahead, Richie.
We all have our limitations, Freddie. Fortunately, I discovered that taste and style were commodities that people desire. Freddie, what I'm saying is, know your limitations. You are a moron.
I
love his line delivery. He's got one of the great voices.
Yeah. Sounds like some of the people I work with. 800-510-8255. Speak for yourself, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the name of the movie is? You never won before in Movie Moments. Get a swell prize if you tell us what it is. And Trucker has some movie news for us right after this on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
All right, here we have some miscellaneous movie news. Chuck Curry at the helm.
All right, Doug. Number one, Disney is in the planning stages to produce a sequel to its new Muppet movie. Jason Segel, who starred and wrote this version, will not be involved in the follow-up. Other news is being reported that Barbara Streisand will star in a remake of the musical Gypsy. She'll be seen co-starring with Seth Rogen in a movie called The Guest.
I'll be first in line.
On April 20th. Fourth, Warner Brothers reportedly working on a deal to produce Stephen King's epic novel, The Dark Tower. Ron Howard will direct, and Javier Bardem will star as a character of the gunslinger. And one other bit of TV news, looking at ABC's new TV show, Missing, which stars Ashley Judd, I can't help but think it feels like a blatant ripoff of the Liam Neeson movie Taken. Have you seen the
isn't Javier yet? Isn't Javier Bardem the bad guy in the new James Bond movie?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And he won the Oscar for No Country for Old Men, so certainly knows how to play a villain.
Yeah, and that's a good job.
And the James Bond film's called Skyfall. I've seen a few stills. He looks pretty good on it.
Ocean's 11 named the best remake of all time in a British poll conducted by a group over there. That makes sense, yeah. All right, wait a minute. I almost lost my place here. Hey, Troy, what's the name of that movie?
Miss Congeniality.
No. Dirty Rotten